one way to do it. And when he starts telling all that to schools and people that are listening to him, and make it look good to not do that anymore. Why do you think all the gangs are ganging together? Do you think they don't have a good home life? I mean, what is it? I mean, if you take this apart psychologically.
It's not like the 60s. I don't think like the, what's happening in England and what's happening in the cities here, it's just kids with nothing to do. There's no. It's hard to respect them. They're not like after some kind of political goal. They just want to steal stuff or hurt people.
There must be a reason, though. I mean, there must be
They're
a reason.
Bored. You know, you and I were out finding jobs when we were 14 or 15.
Hey,
you know?
Speak for yourself, okay? I always wanted to go to the beach and listen to the bands.
And now it's almost impossible for a teenager to work. It's the they said the unemployment rate in Washington, D.C. for teenagers is 50%. So it's just almost pointless.
Well, it's silly. It just means it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Well, so what can we do? Do we have any solutions? Do we have any ideas of what we can do?
We have to foster an attitude change. Can we do that?
I don't know.
You need to work for what you have instead of asking the government to give it for you?
No, my parents told me that too, and I said, no, I'm not going to do something I don't like just to get money. But I do.
But you did, didn't you?
I knew they were right.
Because you wanted money eventually.
Well, things are going to change one way or the other.
I bet you were tough as a kid.
No, I was not.
You weren't tough on your parents?
No, I was not. I ran around a lot. I mean, I was always...
You
I was
think
always
that
wanting to go here,
him?
And then my mom said she wished they'd had those leashes for kids when I was young.
Now, how old
She'd
are we talking?
Find me way
like
over
18?
There. No.
Oh, okay.
I was out on my own by then.
All right.
But I'd already had about 15 jobs. I didn't want to work. I didn't want to work 9 to 5 like my mom did.
So
I didn't want to spend all day working, trying to get a paycheck. I didn't want to. I wanted to go to the beach. I wanted to enjoy life. I wanted to have some experiences.
So you would work until somebody said...
I would work
hey,
until
Jay,
I
let's
could.
Go to the beach.
No, I would... Yes. I would work until I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I really am going to write a book someday. I have so many jobs where I was there for like 2 hours. And I go, no, I can't do this. And I'd leave. I never went back and got my check. And I'd be 2 weeks. And I go, this ain't going to work for me. And I'd quit. I know it. Back then, I thought it was great. And I still, to this day, think, well, huh, yeah, I kind of like that. When you just don't want to do what you're doing just because it's money. You know, yeah, you can be the father and say, yeah, well, you got to pay your rent, you got to buy your clothes, you got to buy your food. That's everything our parents taught us. And look how miserable they were for years and years. Now it's changing. And the kids know it, JP. You got to do something you love. If you're going to make money, you got to find something you love to do, and then you'll make the money.
What do they say? If you do something you like, you never work a day in your life.
That's right. And I believe that now, and our parents didn't tell us that. I got a thing I should play for you. It's called Paycheck Addict. That's me.
That's you.
That's
huh?
how I was raised.
It's a song?
That's you. That's you. That's Sean. Sean's sitting right in there, not doing exactly what he wants to
he
do.
Kind of looks like an addict, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Because he wants a paycheck. That's why. Now, you do have goals, and so you're doing that because you have tomorrow goals.
Right, right.
But for this moment, where would you be if you could be anywhere doing anything, Sean?
Right here full time.
Awesome. See?
There you go.
So he has a purpose. And that's the same with me. I love radio every day I've been on the air. Every single day I have loved radio. And that's why I decided years ago, that's how I could keep a job. Now, geez, I've worked places for even 6 years. I mean, that's breaking records for me. Yeah, because...
Boy, they must have had some patience.
And now I do it. I do it.
Who was that?
Funny, but not very. No, but now I do it for free. Practically for free. Because I love it. I do. I love it. And so when you do something you love, you feel better about it. And if you can make money doing it. And I'm just saying this. I'm not preaching. I'm
yes,
saying
you are.
The kids nowadays know this. They know they don't want to be like Sean, who probably worked that last job at the supermarket or the car wash.
But if you want to do what you want and forget about the amount of pay, then you better be willing to lower your living standard. And that's what's happening in England. They don't want their living standard lowered. They just want to sit at home and get the same money.
We're not going back to England.
Okay, we're not.
We're moving on.
JP, we have moved
to Wisconsin. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Wisconsin. Because six Republican Senate senators faced a recall challenge just the other day, despite out-of-state unions pumping millions of dollars into the election. This is encouraging. And news stations devoting hours and hours of coverage to recall efforts of the Democrats.
They
the GOP retained 4 of its 6 contested seats,
and
maintained the majority.
Unions threw a ton of money in there to beat those Republicans, and they couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
They beat 2 of them, but...
Now, this is what we're talking about, taking responsibility. That's because people are pissed.
You know what I want? I want those union members, those teachers and all those who paid in that union, those union dues, to stand up and tell the union they're upset that the money was wasted on these recall elections. What a waste of, I mean, that comes out of their paycheck. Doesn't it irritate them a little bit?
Well, it will. It will begin to.
Yeah,
it will begin to. So you were saying that they still have some other process to go through on this?
There's two more of those recall elections this week, but this time it's two Democrats. Two of the Democrats who, remember the ones who took off for Illinois? And
Spent some time on the beach.
So when they started recalling Republicans, some people said together, well, let's recall a couple of these people who took off for Illinois and didn't do their job. So now their elections are this coming week.
Well, why don't they have some Republicans want to get rid of a couple Democrats? I mean, let's recall them.
That's what's happening. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, and now we're going to start with the gridlock thing again.
Yeah. I don't like recall elections usually. I think someone should have to commit a crime to be recalled because we just voted them in last year. Why are we spending all this money to have another election on the same
people?
Yeah,
we're really not giving them time.
Right.
For us to bang on them and say, we don't like this. But that's what we need to do. Take responsibility, get out there, do what you can, be peaceful. Be peaceful, but get it done. We need to get the right representatives in. Totally. We need to look at our candidates. And we voted them in, but sitting back. We don't even know who they are. JP, I like your input.
I don't know how Harry Reid won last year.
We'll be back with Broadview. We got our Laugh Lounge coming up next. Wayne's got a really funny guy here, Ron Schock. So we're going to lighten up the load a little bit and have some fun.
All right.
When we come back.
The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hamilton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hamilton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hamilton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hamilton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hamilton Solar no-wait rebate program. Call 747-6000, that's 747-6000, or visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com.
Hamilton Solar, both sides agree.
Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. My co-host, JP, is there. Oh, it's Sean Peabody. Hey there.
How are you?
Well, where did I get that other Ron Schock guy?
He is playing something right now.
Get into that. Get your
he
stuff
not
on,
here
Sean.
Right now.
That's all right. We're glad to have you here. Plug those in.
There we go.
Ah, Sean Peabody.
Peabody.
How are you today?
I am great.
So you're back. Are you doing the hosting? What are you doing over there?
Yes, tonight I'm hosting. I'm hosting tonight. We're doing Ron Schock. Ron Schock's headlining tonight. 8 o'clock show. 10 o'clock show tonight. But Wayne has me come in. Hosting.
Well, we're glad, yeah, because he knows you got the personality. And we're giving away tickets right now again, right?
Yes.
Does Wayne want to give those away, some comps?
Some comps.
Okay, we're going to comp you in to the Pioneer Underground tonight. Thank you, Reno Tahoe Comedy and Wayne. So if you'd like to go, just buzz us up, 823-1920. Sean's sitting in there.
You look a little
uncertain. There's so many numbers here, you know what I'm saying? And JP, you went last week?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it was great.
Gosh. It is great, isn't it? Did Brenda get up?
Glenda. Her name is Glenda.
I said Glenda.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Didn't she say Brenda?
It sounded like Brenda.
Yeah.
But it's Glenda.
It's Glenda.
That bad.
No, she didn't get up. Wayne hasn't taken... maybe Wayne didn't hear that segment last week on the show where I challenged my wife to do a...
Then she went up?
5 minutes against 5 minutes to see who's the funniest.
Yeah, we already know who's be the funniest, but... Anyway, it's a good place. It's a good place to go. It's a lot of fun. And Sean, you're going to be there. And Ron Schock, where's he come from?
Ron Schock comes from, I believe he's from L.A. He's been on the Tonight Show. I mean, like the original Tonight Show, too.
Whoa.
The Johnny Carson.
He's
Johnny
an old man? Old man?
Johnny Carson, Jay Leno. He's a regular headliner in Las Vegas right now. So
wow, Wayne's getting all you great people in here.
Oh yeah.
You know, I hear good things about you, Sean.
Really?
No, yes.
Right. Like, oh. He doesn't believe it.
No, he doesn't believe it. But yeah, yeah, lots of great things about you. You are so funny.
I'm getting, you know, I'm getting excited right now because I got a couple more weeks and then I go on the road and I'm doing my second USO tour.
Oh no, where are you going?
I'm going to Japan.
USO, that's Japan?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd have to go to Afghanistan to do USO.
They have them both. They have them in Afghanistan. They have them in Japan. You do Far East, Far West. I don't get to do the Far East yet.
I know, but how about all the toxic stuff in Japan, Sean?
I was a former Marine. I served 8 years in the Marine Corps. I'm ready. Give me a flak jacket, a microphone, and an M16. I'm ready to go.
That's got to be a funny picture there. So how long are you going to be over there?
I'm going to be over there for a week. We're doing three shows for
the
troops.
Pretty quick, though, isn't it?
It is, sort of, but it's a long flight. This will be my second time going, but it's great just to see the boys and girls who are out there doing what they do for us to be back home and to be safe. So
and
it's
to
like,
watch them laugh, huh? Give them a little relief.
And they don't even care who you are. Like they have, they don't care who you are. Like you could be Jeremy Stenser from Bakersfield. They don't care. They'll have Jeremy's from Stenser Bakersfield t-shirts all over the place. Not even Jeremy knew he had shirts. Like when you get there, they just want to see somebody from the States.
That's support.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You love doing that, huh?
I do.
What do you get from it?
I get a high energy from it, actually. I build off of the aura that I get from the crowd. That's what juices me.
Plus, all those faces.